Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
See the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Hey, I'm laughing because you didn't see the story yesterday that came out in the Daily Maverick. Now, I told you guys that there was infighting in the DA. Remember I told you John Stenis is not getting along with Helen Ziller?
Yes.
Yeah. This thing doesn't come out of nowhere. Anyway, John Steenhuisen owes 150,000 rand on his credit card. John Steenhuisen earns about 2.7 million rand a year. He's a minister, parliamentarian, but he defaulted on his credit card. They had to take him to court. Yes. And now his stories are out in the public. Fine. Maybe let's not deal with John Steenhuisen yet too much because this is not a first things first after all. But tell me about a situation where you are earning lots of money, but still, my expenses. Have you ever had a situation like that?
Look, ever since I had kids,
Yep. That's the biggest expense in life.
The roof.
Really?
There was a time this year. So they went away, I think, for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
They went to my husband's parents for the holidays. And then when they were gone, we're like, oh my God, we have so much money.
Yeah.
Now we realize how expensive kids are.
So yeah.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
My dad always told me he used to have money before he had me.
Mm-hmm.
Kids are expensive, I'm not going to lie. And also, so when I was younger, let's say, for example, I needed something for school. I always thought this was a good strategy. Now that I'm older, I realize how inconsiderate it was. So I'd wait until the morning because my parents would drop us off at school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd wait until the morning. And then when they're dropping us off, I'd be like, hey, by the way, I need money for this.
Oh, my dad hated that.
In my head, I thought this gives them less time to think about it. Because they're under pressure, right? Because let me think about it. You're just going to give them money because they're dropping us off already.
Yeah.
It never occurred to me that maybe they just don't have this money now. You know what I mean? I'm just like, hey, dude, by the way, we need this much.
Mm.
So I don't know why I thought this was a good idea, but horrible idea.
I hope the kids are listening in the car. Don't do that to your parents.
Yeah.
That's not nice. But yeah, I agree with Umbali. Being a parent is when I realize, it's tough. It really is tough. But you make it work because there are those moments where you make extra ching and instead of blowing it, like back in the day, I'd be like, let's go buy a Louboutin or two.
I was just about to say, don't scapegoat the kids. Because I knew you guys when you were younger as well. And we were living our lives, eh?
No, but here's the thing. Here's the difference. And I think we've had this conversation before. Here's the difference between us as well as our kids. Back in the day, you understood the concept of month end.
Yeah.
We understood that if whatever it is that you're asking for is not a request by the 5th of the month, you'll see it the following month. Our kids will ask you for stuff random.
Okay, that's fair. 12. That's actually fair. Because if you're living for yourself, you don't mind being broke for the 7th until the 25th. Because you know, it's okay, man, just sing pilang ama fumes, right? But now the kids will come to you on the 18th. It's like, bro, come on.
It's
like, what are you talking about?
You're like, that's nice. That's nice.
Juliet, when do you go to your sister for money?
I can't relate to you guys' conversation.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I asked. When do you go to your sister for money?
I don't have.
Have you stopped now?
Careless spending. Remember I told you I've learned the hard way.
Really?
I'm more of a saver than a spender. I have money.
Her sister would never say no to her.
I have money. I don't have a crisis.
You're like such a weird firstborn child.
Why?
Because
she's a firstborn child with lostborn tendencies.
Right? Like, she's so weird.
Yeah.
No, but I don't need money. But you know what? This year, speaking to this topic, like we're just chatting about it with Umbali. A lot of people that usually don't even speak to you have been asking for, please borrow me this, please borrow me that, you know, money-wise.
Cyril's economy is horrible.
Yeah, it is. I mean, whether you like it or not, we've been told so often, you must tighten your belt. We've run out of loops, guys. We've run out of loops. I sold the belt. You know what I mean? Because you needed to, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's become that bad. And then, it's like, I want my card.
Whoa. Can I use the platform to ask for my money back?
From where? From SARS?
From someone.
Oh, fine, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Please, can I have my money back?
Aibu.
You said go ahead.
I heard more.
No, it's fine. So tell us about Doc Bongo.
I see.
Let's talk fail.
For the way she's looking with shock, there's no Nokbong. I'm just making it up.
It's funny.
No, I'm actually thinking back to how you said I've got money, and I'm like, not once have you ever offered us pantry coffee.
You know, Pantry should give us coffee. They should just bring us coffee just in jail. We're always mentioning Pantry on the show.
That's
the amount
funny.
Of times you say Pantry on the show, I should come through.
So coffee on Juliet.
On Pantry.
I don't even like coffee, so I don't really care. It's fine. You can buy the rest of coffee. I mean, I don't drink coffee. If you buy me juice, give me like orange juice.
I'll buy you noodles.
That's fine. I'll take noodles. So let us know. If we John Steenhuisen, Minister Wonke, owes 150,000 in credit card, honestly, please.
Good morning. Yes, indaba yama expense ne. So yeah, after some life-changing events, I became a sole provider to my two kids, and yeah, expenses just went through the roof, guys. Like seriously, but yeah, you know, siya sanganisa, siya sebenza, siya pusha, sibhadala lokhu sikhona ukubhadala, and you know, life continues. We make do. We make sure that we keep up with our obligations, and yeah, mawuthatha isikoloto, you know you have to pay for it. I'm not choice. Angithi mawuyithatha bekumnandi. So continue straight. Do it. Hey.
Morning, Sizwe and the team. Yo, guys, I went out this year, ne? I have go shot, but yeah, this year, I know, guys. No, like, Cyril's economy is just not, thrilling, guys. Yeah, man. I guess when you see ministers going through the same thing, you realize, which as in, that's how bad it is. Yes, we're all in the same boat, basically. We remain hopeful that next year is going to be a different year, because I know it's Yakala.
Nobulawa.
Sizwe, yabona labantwana laba, they are biggest setback. I have nothing for Nugusho Bank. That's right, before Sibana labantwana laba. No, and you think it gets better? Mine was in varsity doing this last year.
I was about to say, when are you through, Jay? You threw the rough patch.
I've got a pay, Sizwe. It's his birthday on Monday. I can't do anything for my son because everything has gone to his tuition fees. Manje bengicabanga ukuthi yabona la iPhone yakho leyo ongakayivuli. Awudayeka intwana for birthday fees.
And I've got one, yes. I've got one.
I know you do. That's why I'm asking you, please.
But imagine, Mari, if you are going through a tough time, imagine me. Don't you think I'm going through a tough time?
Don't start. Oh,
serious. Listen. Our tough times are funny. Your tough time versus my tough time. Maybe my tough time is tougher. Who knows?
Your tough time might be tougher, but remember the grass you just bought just a couple of days ago for.
That was last year. That was a long time ago.
Mabulawa, let me tell you a secret.
Yeah.
You know how Caesar gets to keep all his money?
Yeah.
He's the stingiest human being I know.
He is. He really is. I know. They once had a competition. Ukinelwe lost, and she had to pay him 200 rand in coins. He demanded it.
Let me tell you, you know I still got those coins.
His birthday is on Monday. Come on.
Times are tough. He's turning 20 now, isn't he?
He is 22.
22? Wow.
You remember when you were singing him the happy birthday for his 18?
Yes,
he's
I remember.
He's 22 now.
Wow. Hey,
I know. I have a man now. I'm raising a good man.
Well done.
Cool. Thanks,
Sis. Okay. Happy birthday to your son in advance. Hey, Zakala.
Hi, Sizwe. Yo, aguzikoloto. Yo, I kunzima mfethu. Nami, I still owe a credit card. Angazi ukuthi ngayithatha nini. Yazi mangithi ngiyabhadala. Something stubudu siyavela. And then you have to go back and spend the very same money that you've just paid. Yo, I kunzima shem. Stonza ngodizili. Yo, shab.
Guys, I'm a teacher. I used to budget and all that, savings. I'm so broke. I don't budget anymore. I buy what I want when I want. The kids want KFC. Oh, we have the last 200 rand. Let's buy KFC. Oh, I don't have money. Let's swipe my credit card. Like, I'm tired of tightening my belt because it doesn't matter how much you tightened. The money is not moneying. So I don't tighten no more.
Ew.
I am too. That's Namukle Pekel Bov. I can call it a low concession. I go with credit card 10,000. She say, she got 8,000. I got a lot of money. 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 I got a lot of money.
They took the matter to court. That's how we know about it.
It's like you were there yesterday. You know, we went for a parents meeting at school and I was fuming. I was like, I don't understand this random events that comes out of nowhere and you want money. Like, who comes up with that strategy? Like, you cannot say on a random day, on a Tuesday, say, on Friday we are having a party. We want 150 for jumping castles and what. And then the next thing, oh no, well, we also want the CVs, the kids they must wear. And like, from nowhere, who comes up with those things? Like, guys, no. And I always tell my kids, like, you know what? You need to respect money. You cannot just come and say, no, oh, the school, they want this. The school, they want that. No, you need to understand that you cannot just pop out money from nowhere. You know, like, you know, to be umzali, guys, it's you know, parenting, it's very expensive. To have kids, it's very expensive. Like, that's what I was fighting for yesterday in the meeting. Like, please, for 2026, have a yearly plan, have a budget plan. Give us the figures in time so that we know that, okay, in February, there'll be three events and they will cost this much.
So, you know things are bad, right? When even Figile speaks on something.
Yes, John S. Dazen must explain himself in the lifestyle audits, like everybody. I saw that matter that he owes, I don't know what he's owing. Credit card, we can't lag, man. Mali, Uchiwo. I need more joy.
Sizwe, mina I said to myself, South Africa itself iyakolota, so mina ngizohlala kanjani ngingakoloti. So masilime ziyetsheni. Siyathatha la sikhokha lo, sithathe lo sikhokhe lo. If ayilungi phambili, hayi sizochubeka kunjalo, but hayi imali yona ayikho shame. Ihluli South Africa, mina ngizoyenzani?
That's a very good point. The country itself is in debt. Bengiyini engumuntu nje kuphela.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.